Alright guys, so welcome to the BFI Music Podcast, and this is your host, Paolo Yervis Vargas. If you listen to the podcast on YouTube Rumble, be sure you make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. You listen to the podcast in Anchor.fm or the music platform or podcast platform. Make sure you give it a play. With a simple play, you're going to help with the podcast. We're going to just jump right into it. Today's podcast title is The Struggle Never Ends. The Struggle Never Ends. Episode 132. The Struggle Never Ends. I was listening to Tia Vaughn and Bobby Lee's podcast. And let me start with Bobby Lee's. Bobby Lee's is an American a comedian from California. He was born in San Diego. He struggled a lot with addictions in the past, alcohol, weed, and all the drugs. And he's been suffering for quite some time now. But he was open about the fact that he was struggling with addiction. And how hard addiction is. And sometimes he just looked at himself and he said, like, if these things didn't happen, I would just go back and relapse. And that is very interesting, because sometimes we just hide ourselves in addiction because we have big traumas, and therefore because we have these big traumas, we don't want to deal with them, and we deal in some ways where are self-inflicted. They work in a way that create an illusion, but of course they are self-inflicted. Meaning self-inflicted, you keep doing those things, you will end up in a place that is not favorable for you, whether it's death or craziness or dark places. And then of course you have Theo Vaughn, another comedian. He was talking about his addiction to pornography and how bad it was. And he really went in it and say that he would love to just have the entire thing just be shut down, which I completely agree. Agree for the fact that that does not help anybody. You know, pornography is one of the things that doesn't help anybody. And pornography addiction, even it's just bad. It just creating for the dopamine or things that are not helpful. We, as a man, we're not built to just have this crazy amount of dopamine. We're not built for this. And of course, that just reflect in other areas in your life. And this is so interesting that you have people in marriages watching pornography. If you're one of those guys, man, I feel sorry for you. I feel very sorry for you. You need help, right? And you're ashamed. You're a shameful person, but you need help. You cannot do these things to your family. You cannot do this to yourself, man. You're going to end up in a guilty trip. If you're struggling with this, make sure that you look for help. But Theo Vaughn was talking about this, and especially in the Joe Rogan podcast. I saw one of his clips, and he really went in about his real struggle with pornography, and I felt identified with it because in my case it was not bad. It was a, you know, it's a regular just a regular guy, you seen that, right? But I know guys that is bad. Like, they are watching morning, evening, afternoon in a train station, everywhere they go, they just have to have their phone on. And of course that go with, you know, the FAP activity that goes after that. And they don't know how that is just slowly destroying their soul, where they can't have a real relationship with a human being. And I'm not talking about female. Even with friendship, they cannot connect directly. and I'm not entering in the area of testosterone, that's which is another one. But going back to Bobby Lee and Theo, it's interesting to know that these people are rarely, you know, these are considerably successful people where they have their money, they have their podcast, they have all these things, and they're open about these situations because they identify the fact that there's a problem with this. The struggle is something that never ends, and they thought that it would end, but it never did. And in a religious aspect, let's call it that this is basically what they call Satan, the devil. When the struggle comes, that's just basically Satan just talking to you in the ear and making sure that you fall. And when you fall, right, you feel shame. Shame. There's nothing worse than a shameful man, because enough shame can destroy your life. Temptation just go all over the place. I was in the gym today, and there was a lot of guys. A lot of guys. Of course, there was females there, and we call some. There's something called gym thought, where your beautiful girls are there, and they're just there working out for a certain purpose. Right. I'm a clean guy. I just would like to just work out and just to get the hell out of there. I don't like this focus, be out of focus. But some of these people, they go there for other reasons that are not my concern, right? But you can feel how the flesh, you know, come into the playground. They want to play with it, right? That's a good start. And sometimes when you don't want to do anything, right, they will come to you. They will come to you. I have those situations that happens to me a couple of times. Very focused man, and these cannot go away. So when that happened, I just changed my time schedule just to make sure that doesn't happen again, because I'm not there for that. And I'm already have one somewhere, so I don't need to do none of that stuff, because it's distracting. There's nothing good that goes after that. But all those things go back to the thing that Bobby Lee and Theo Von was saying, where the struggle for addictions and other things is something real. It's not something that is have an end. Now, the thing is that you manage to control that struggle, right? That struggle go for something big to very small, because it's still a muscle that you develop by time that you can't control. Of course, in the beginning it's very hard, but then as time passes, there's other reasons why you're doing it. So now it's not about your addictions, more about self-development. When it comes about self-development, now it comes more about making sure that you battling the demons that are inside your head. People forget that the real battle in this world is not the one outside, it's the one within. Because the only one can really destroy you. The one in the outside can only destroy you physically. Understand? If they kill you, they kill you. It's not nothing good, right? But it's something to think about. Now, the battle within never kills you, right? But it does destroy you slowly. Destroy you slowly by emotional pain, which is very bad. That's why a lot of people commit suicide, because they have a depression and a lot of emotional pain. They cannot contain it. And if the trauma is very big, of course, by older they get, if they haven't dealt with the trauma, it does manifest in other aspects. Now, in their case, where pornography and weed and alcoholism, and it's just to show you that addictions are not things that kill you, It's just things that cost you pleasure. Quick pleasure. Not long-term pleasure, but quick pleasure, right? If I want to, you know, create pleasure for myself, I have tools that can create pleasure for myself. So therefore, I just go and do it quicker. And now I get used to those things quicker. Therefore, I just increase the doses, right? That's the door for extreme addictions. Now, you have to think that the mind is, like I say, is our best enemy and our worst enemy. The mind has the power to move anything in the world, move mountains, but it has the power to destroy you against the mountain. I always think about people that struggle and they go to very bad places and they're homeless and shit like that. And I look at them and I say to myself, man, this guy used to be a baby. A baby that got a name. After he got a name, it had a family, I guess. But then something happened where that person now is alone. Nobody cares about him or her. There was a struggle, and that struggle kept going, and it never got dealt with. That's very sad. That's why you have to always move forward in life and keep your head up no matter what type of struggle you're going through. We all go through struggles and they manifest in weird ways. Anger. And then you want to just take in your family or your friends or something, right? No. It's just a small battle. You might have lost it there. But you can just pick up and just move forward. Don't let those things destroy your future. This was episode 132 for the PFA Music Podcast. Make sure that you subscribe to YouTube, BitChute, and Rumble. If you listen to the podcast in Anchor.fm, make sure you give it a play. I'm going to really appreciate it. And with that, guys, this was 132. Episode 132. Struggles never end. With this, guys, I'm out. Have a good night.